This is All Things Considered. I'm Dave DeWitt. The UNC Board of Governors wrapped up meetings today. It was the first time the board had met since May. The most controversial item was not on the agenda. The fate of Silent Sam is still being considered by a five-member task force. The Confederate statue was torn down more than a year ago. Disagreements over its future played a role in the resignations of UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Folt and UNC System President Margaret Spellings. While the Board of Governors did not discuss Silent Sam, it did consider several meaningful items today. Jason DeBruin was there and joins me now. Welcome, Jason.
Hi there.
Jason, you and I are university employees. And like the 30,000 or so other non-faculty employees who work in the system, we may have been surprised at some point to learn that the UNC system does not offer paid family leave. But it appears that will now change.
Yeah, this hit me directly. My wife just 4 months ago delivered twins, so would have liked to have this paid family leave policy in effect a little bit earlier. But beginning in the new year, all UNC eligible employees that are non-faculty, they already have this benefit, will receive. The mother will receive 8 weeks of paid time off after the birth of a child, and the non-birth parent, so the father or a mother who's not the birthing mother, will have 4 weeks off. And again, this is paid in addition to whatever time you might take off, if you have to use your vacation time or your sick time. But this is an added benefit that's just that you get it automatically after the birth of a child. The Board of Governors spoke pretty highly of this, said it was overdue and that it would help with retention. And Governor Wendy Murphy had this to say about it.
We have young talent, and they're starting families, and so we just think it'll be an important tool for retaining talent and bringing them to our system.
That's Board of Governors member Wendy Murphy. Compensation and benefits were also discussed in reference to university chancellor pay. Jason, explain what the Board of Governors is considering there.
So the main thing that they're going to do is switch the form of compensation away from just mostly base salary to a base plus incentive form. What's likely to happen is that the mix of base and incentive will be switched such that the base will actually come down a little bit, but that the incentive will then make up for the rest of that. Of course, if a chancellor overperforms, then that base plus incentive could ultimately be higher than what they're receiving currently, but would have to, of course, meet those benchmarks. Board of Governors Chairman Harry Smith said that this brings the university system in line a little bit more with what private industry does.
And so then we can benchmark if a school is starting to have headwinds, what's going on, are other schools doing well? And so we've built the tools to be able to hold accountable our leaders, which I think is what everybody would expect.
Again, that's Harry Smith, the chair of the UNC Board of Governors. The UNC Board of Governors is also just beginning the process of a search for a permanent new university system president. The last six people have held the job have an average tenure of just more than 2 years each. The search committee met Thursday to lay out the process it will use. Jason, what is that process and what new rules are in place for this search?
So one of the rules is that if you want to officially apply and be considered officially, that you cannot be a sitting member of the Board of Governors. Of course, that doesn't exactly mean that if you can put some feelers out there, if you're a sitting member, you might test the waters a little bit without exactly applying. So that's one aspect. They're hoping to get somebody in there that will last about 8 to 10 years. Clearly, that's easier said than done. As you mentioned, the last four presidents have really not been in there very long. So they're hoping to have somebody in there with a little bit more stability. And they're also looking nationwide. They said that having somebody from North Carolina would be maybe nice, maybe an added bonus. But by no means is that a disqualifier if you're from somewhere else.
Jason DeBruin is a reporter here at North Carolina Public Radio WUNC. Thanks, Jason.
You're welcome.